Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. The Federal Member for Clare's Andrew G. He's with us this morning. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Good morning, everyone. Great to be back on Triple M.
Now, you've got to know our flood-affected communities very well and firsthand. You've been out there helping as part of your RFS duties, as part of your federal member duties. The Prime Minister was out there. Everyone stopped for a photo opportunity, but you were still sleeves up and getting in stuck in. That must have been an interesting thing to look upon.
It was interesting. Look, we've had quite a few press conferences. Some of them I've been invited to and some I haven't. He did invite me to this one, which was a positive. Look, I tend to stay away from the press conferences and not get too involved in them because I think people just want to see people putting their heads down and working. But I think it does help if you have the decision makers coming in to see firsthand what's happened here and in our area because we're going to need government support. And so they announced $50,000 grants for small businesses, but we're still going to need more, not only for small businesses, but the payments for individuals like the disaster assistance payments, $1,000. I spoke to a local resident in Eugowra who had lost everything and he's got nothing. The home is destroyed. They weren't insured for flood, although they did have insurance. And so it puts the $1,000 disaster payment into perspective, doesn't it? When people have lost everything. And it's in Eugowra, it's Canoundra, it's Kudal, it's Molong, and a whole lot of places in between, farms and farmers. There's devastation and destruction out at Manildra. It's been just such a tragic experience, and there's going to be more sadness and more sorrow as Eugowra prepares to farewell its citizens and so those who've lost their lives. So it's going to be a very difficult time, but we've all just got to keep working and keep going. So there is progress being made on the cleanup. At the moment out at Eugowra, we're just trying to work through these insurance issues. There's quite a few problems emerging with insurance companies in Eugowra, and including with the NRMA is one that people are certainly raising with my office. So we're doing that, but our communities are also just moving forward with the cleanup. And so on the day of or the morning after the storms and the floods hit, I was out at Molong at the hardware shop helping them to clean out. And I went back there on It was Wednesday, wasn't it? Yesterday, yeah. It's really important to see the progress that's being made in the cleanup, and it's going to be a long haul. I was in Molong on Wednesday. I checked in on the hardware store because when the storms and floods hit, I was helping to clean out the hardware store with other community members, and they've been hard at it ever since. And amazingly enough, the hardware store is going to open on Saturday. So that's Kent's Hardware in Molong. And I think the IGA may be on track for a Saturday opening as well. That's an incredible turnaround and just shows you the community spirit. They've had community members in there working for days. In Kudal, the community has come together and basically done the cleanup. Same in Canoundra. It's been a huge community effort, but we're going to need more support from the government, but also from our region. So all of our local communities are running donations pages. There's a GoFundMe for Molong. There's a Give It for Eugowra. There's one for Canoundra, chuff.org. And there's one for Kudal. I think that might be a Give It page. Have a look at the Kudal Bowling Club site. But please give if you can. And thank you to everyone who has worked so hard on the cleanup. The RFS is now finished in Eugowra. We finished up there earlier in the week, and that was a huge job. There were, there would have been, it was into the hundreds of the businesses and the households that were helped. And the SES is still in there, and they've been, our local SES units have been in there every day helping. I see them all around the place, and so many other organisations as well. So thank you to everyone who has worked so hard. We're going to have to keep it coming because this cleanup and this recovery is going to take a long time.
You're absolutely right there. Is there enough funding and assistance coming from government?
Not yet, no. And what's come forward has been helpful, and it's been put forward in good faith. But if you look at just take the $50,000 business grants, it's not going to be enough. That won't touch the size of the damage that's been caused. You know, AgWise out at Kewdale, $400,000 in losses. And there are plenty, so many others, the butcher shop at Yugara, all of the businesses in Molong, Canoundra, so many in Canoundra, in beautiful Gaskell Street. So, the devastation in East Street, like it's so vast, this damage. We're going to need a lot more, and it's going to have to be more than $50,000 and also the disaster recovery payment. So we're going to have to keep it coming. And so I just ask the governments, thank you for what you've done so far. It's good that you've been and seen it, but please keep ramping it up. You're going to have to do it because the toll, the infrastructure toll alone, let alone the human cost, the mental health struggle, it's going to keep rolling out. It's just vast, this recovery. So we're going to need all the help we can get. So let's keep bringing it in.
My word. Andrew Gies, the Federal Member for Clare, thank you for your update and the time this morning. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me on the show, Neil.